This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, guys, time for a staycation setup. Let's all say good morning to Angie.
Morning.
Good morning.
Miss Angie, what's going on with you and Nick?
I saw something like a little bit suspicious, and now I'm kind of worried that he might be cheating on me.
How long have you two been together?
We've been together a little over a year now.
Okay. And when did you start feeling like things were getting weird?
Well, it was actually just the other day when I was at his house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was in his bedroom, and it was in the kitchen. And I heard, like, a ding, so I was like, it's not his phone. I wonder what that is. You know, you can't help it. And it was his iPad. And it turns out it was, like, his Facebook Messenger. And you know how they kind of, like, display the little message preview, and it said, hey, I'm jumping in the shower right now. So I was like, okay, not much detail. I'm going to have to see what this says.
Mm-hmm.
So I opened it, and it was from a girl that I've never heard him even mention. I've never seen her, never recognized her. And then when I expanded the message, it says, hey, I'm jumping in the shower right now. Are we still on for dinner tonight?
Ooh.
So did you confront him?
No.
Okay, because dinner can be totally innocent, like dinner plans.
Did she put an eggplant emoji or a peach?
Oh my God.
Because then that's a different kind of dinner.
Oh, God.
No, Joey, she probably didn't.
So, Angie, you opened up the message you saw. I understand you didn't confront your boyfriend about this. Do you know the person's name? I mean, if you're looking on Messenger, most people have their full name on Facebook.
Yeah, it's some girl named Katie B***.
Okay.
Sounds like a country star. Katie B***.
Yeah.
Wasn't she at Country Thunder last week?
Oh, my
Stop.
God.
I know. I kind of like that name. Sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
My
okay.
Gosh. We don't like that name. So, Angie, did you say anything at all to Nick about this?
So, I didn't directly, like, mention anything about the message, but I decided to see if he would lie to me about anything. So, I asked him what he was doing for dinner and if we can go grab some sushi together.
Oh, you're going to get some sushi.
Ew.
So, you went out to dinner with him?
Well, no, I asked him if he wanted to go out to dinner, and he said he couldn't go out to dinner because he was going out to dinner with a friend from work, Danny.
Danny?
Yeah.
Hmm. Oh. So he lied about it.
Right.
Did you follow him?
I mean, I went to check his friend Danny's Instagram, and you can see that on his story, he was at the gym that night. So he obviously didn't go to dinner with Danny, so he's lying.
Gotcha. So you kind of did like a little cyber stalking. Honestly, smart.
I don't know how you didn't message that girl back. Like, at least while you had the messenger open. You didn't even type anything out?
I don't think I would write them from his account.
I would.
Really?
I'd be like, can I come? Hashtag this is girlfriend.
Angie, so basically you just want to catch him in the act.
I do. Like, I know he's lying. I know he's lying to me because he wasn't with Danny. He couldn't go to dinner with me. So who is this girl that just got out of the shower? Like, what's up?
Right.
And I've never had any reason to doubt him until, like, just now. Had I not seen that iPad message, I would still think we were in a very healthy, happy relationship.
Right. So, and so there's never been suspicions or anything like that before in the relationship?
Nothing, nothing. Like, I feel like we're always together, so that's why I'm just so surprised. Like, how did I miss this?
Were there any other messages in that same thread that you saw, maybe?
I didn't really have the opportunity to look through it because he was just, like, right outside the kitchen. He was right there. So I didn't want to be caught, like, in the act.
Hmm. She had those iguana eyes. You know how iguanas, like, their eyes
are
like,
you serious?
Like,
yeah, I do. I don't
like iguana see both ways, yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly that. Well, listen, Angie, let's set him up with the staycation setup. We're going to call him, tell him he won a free romantic hotel stay, and ask him that one question, Anish.
Who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Angie, does he have a best friend or a cousin that we can say kind of entered him in the contest to make it more believable?
You know, why don't you just use his friend for work?
Danny. Oh,
perfect.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we'll
that's
say,
a really good friend. Yeah.
Okay. We'll say Danny entered him. That way it's more believable. And then hopefully he says your name, Ange. If he doesn't, if he says this other girl, the country star, what's her name? Katie.
Oh,
Katie
my
what?
Gosh.
If he says Katie Is it done, or are you going to give him a second chance? Because, you know, we're not telling you to break up with him. We just...
No, I'm done with him if he's with someone else.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. We have counseling services on standby no
Forget
matter
the
what
counseling.
Happens.
She doesn't need it. She doesn't want nothing to do with him.
Okay.
The
well,
country
we,
girl.
We will find out what's going on for sure. Staycation setup is up next at the Morning Mass.
All right, so we're back with this staycation setup. We spoke to Angie. She's been dating this guy, Nick, for a little over a year. Mm-hmm. Kind of saw iguana eyes. You know when someone's like phone or Facebook is open, your eye goes sideways, kind of see what's going on. Well, Angie, you got a message incoming. Was it his iPad?
Yeah, it was his iPad.
What did the message say from this other girl?
It said, "Hey, I'm jumping in the shower now. Are we still on for dinner?"
So obviously your boyfriend's cheating, and obviously you think he's going out with this girl that asked him to go to dinner.
And you don't know who she is, right? You said like she's practically a stranger to you.
Nobody, nope, never heard that name.
And she was taking a shower, so she's all cleaned up.
Probably shaved.
Carla.
Oh my God.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, we don't need to focus on that. We're concerned about your relationship. So this is the staycation setup. We'll be calling him up, offering him a free romantic weekend stay, and see who he'd like to bring as his guest. We have counseling services on standby no matter what happens. But girl, once he says the name, whatever it is, the show is yours at that point, okay?
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, am I speaking with Nick?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, Nick. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. So you've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic...
I'm not interested in this.
Actually, you have someone by the name of Danny that had entered you into a contest. You happen to have been selected as the grand prize winner, so we would be putting you up in our penthouse suite with our honeymoon package. So I wouldn't want you to miss out on that.
Well, yeah, I know it's Danny, but we want a credit card or probably I got to sit through a sales pitch or something.
No, actually, not at all. I don't do any sales here and we don't need any credit card information from you. We just need you to accept the reservation, come in and stay for the weekend, and then we would like a review of your experience in return for the stay. Just trying to build our presence online.
So there's no obligation or anything for me or anything like that?
Not at all, sir. And actually, if you have any questions along the way, I'd be happy to interrupt me and we can go ahead and go over those. Does that sound okay with you, sir?
All right. Okay.
Okay, right, perfect. Good. With this free romantic weekend stay, we leave a personalized note for your guest of honor. Now, I have generic messages I could use, but if you have a custom message you'd like to write down, I can do that for you.
I don't think I need a custom message or anything like that, no.
Okay. No. Now, my next question for you, Nick, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I need your guest's full name for us to continue.
You could put down Katie B.
Katie, would you like to explain who that is, or...
Let us explain to Nick that he's live on the radio right now. So, Nick, we're the Morning Mass on Live 101.5.
Mm-hmm.
Your girl, Angie's on the phone. She called us and thought you were cheating.
Who is Katie, and why are you taking her on a romantic free vacation?
I'm not. Clearly, this is a setup.
Liar!
What do you mean you're not? They just asked you who you're taking, and you said Katie... Like, you didn't even hesitate. You didn't even think about me, your girlfriend of over a year.
Rest that to get the best, guys.
Joey.
Okay, well, you're the one not being honest here. You know, you're the one trying to set you up.
Look, maybe she did set you up on this phone call, but you are clearly in the wrong here. You're trying to take another woman to this romantic hotel, and the least you can do right now is be honest to Angie about what's going on.
Tell us all. Who is she, and why did you go to dinner with her the other day, and why do you want to take her to her hotel now? Who is she?
Babe.
Don't call her babe.
Seriously.
Okay. So, all right. So, I met a girl a few weeks ago at a bar. She was attractive and
really, you're gonna just add that in there?
That was unnecessary.
She doesn't matter to me. You matter.
Okay. Okay. She doesn't matter, but does she know that I exist? Does she know that you have a girlfriend?
Good question.
That doesn't even matter.
What do you mean that doesn't matter?
Matters a little bit.
Because this is just, you know...
Man, you started more than me.
Listen, dude, I'm already going to tell Katie that we're together. Don't worry about it.
No. Oh, hit her back. Let's go, Angie. Team Brisket.
Don't worry about it. If you don't want to tell her,
hey,
it's not a big deal.
Tell her.
Don't
do that, buddy. We're already friends on Facebook.
What?
She's already changing the status. It's complicated.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
you're
done. What?
You're done with me. You're done with Katie.
You're the one acting crazy here, and this is getting out of proportion.
What?
Go be crazy someplace else. Adios.
Adios.
Wow.
Did he hang up?
Oh my God, are you kidding?
Hold on. My level of pettiness is on an all-time high. Hold on. Can you call him up again?
Yeah.
Hello?
Nick.
What?
I just want to make sure you're there so I can hang up on you. Hold on.
Well, Angie liked it.
I found that amusing. Thank you.
Angie, so listen, there's no second chances, obviously, for this guy.
Hell no.
We didn't ask. Did Nick ever post pictures of you and him?
Yeah.
Of course.
He did. Oh, she knew about you then. What if she's just like, yes, we got rid of her kind of situation?
You know what? Then she'll have to deal with that loser anyway.
Right.
It's still a win for Angie.
How you find him is how you lose him. So he's probably going to just cheat on her, too.
Yeah.
Angie, what are you doing this Friday night?
Lots of pizza, lots of ice cream, and lots of Gossip Girl.
Are you me?
I know.
What?
I thought I was talking to Anish real quick.
I mean,
I was going to invite you to McFadden's. We got Genuine performing there, you know. You know what I'm saying?
Me, oh my. I want to ride that pony. I'm there.
Oh my God! Oh, no!
He's so fired!
Wow!
Fresh get to get that pony!
Oh my gosh. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.